July 27. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Hebrews 8:10. In order to be fitted into God's plan, we have to be kept constantly under the headship and the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the author of the New Testament, by the New Covenant, writes divine laws upon our hearts. By the Old Covenant, all men were brought under condemnation. They were made to see their absolute corruption. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the author of the New Covenant, conquered all temptations, fulfilled all the commandments, and himself became our righteousness by the power of resurrection. By the same power, he writes his laws upon our hearts. Even the weakest believers can follow the Lord through the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul the Apostle uses three expressions for a Spirit-filled life. Walk in the Spirit, verse 16. Be led of the Spirit, verse 18. And live in the Spirit, verse 25. When we walk and go step by step, we do not jump. According to Proverbs 3:6, in all our ways we must acknowledge His Lordship. That means at every step we ask and seek His help. According to Psalms 37:23, our steps are ordered by Him. The Holy Spirit will govern and lead us, and thus we can live in the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the chief engineer, knows the plan of the heavenly habitation, but He will not show us the entire plan at a time. We have to receive instructions from Him day by day. It is a daily exercise. But many times we fail to seek God's help, wisdom, and guidance for our daily tasks and ministry. And when we are under God's perfect plan, we can enjoy the true peace of God. That is why, when the temple was being built in the days of Solomon, no tool such as a hammer or an axe was used. 1 Kings 6:7. God told David that the temple was going to be built by his son Solomon. We read in 1 Chronicles 28:19 that God gave David the whole plan in writing. The workers had to follow the plan in every detail. They used very big stones, beautifully cut, for building the temple. There was no need for any instrument or hammer at the site. They were already cut to the size and shaped beautifully. Thus, the work went on quickly. This speaks of peace and quietness. When we are under God's heavenly plan, there will be growing heavenly peace in our hearts.